It's the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 257. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome! Today we'll read chapters 22 and 23 of Proverbs. The New International Reader's Version is our translation for the week, and after the reading, I have something new I'd like to introduce to you. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 22. You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold. The Lord made rich people and poor people. That's what they have in common. Wise people see danger and go to a safe place, but childish people keep going and suffer for it. Have respect for the Lord and don't be proud. That will bring you wealth and honor and life. Thorns and traps lie in the paths of evil people, but those who guard themselves stay far away from them. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn away from it. Rich people rule over those who are poor. Borrowers are slaves to lenders. Anyone who plants evil gathers a harvest of trouble. His power to beat others down will be destroyed. Anyone who gives freely will be blessed. That's because he shares his food with those who are poor. If you drive away those who make fun of others, fighting also goes away. Arguing and unkind words will stop. Have a pure and loving heart and speak kindly. Then you will be a friend of the king. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he does away with the words of those who aren't faithful. People who don't want to work say, "There's a lion outside," or they say, "I'll be murdered if I go out into the streets." The mouth of a woman who commits adultery is like a deep pit. Any man the Lord is angry with will fall into it. A child is going to do foolish things, but correcting him will drive his foolishness far away from him. One person may beat poor people down in order to get rich. Another person may give gifts to rich people. Both of them will become poor. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of those who are wise. Apply your heart to the sayings I teach. It is pleasing when you keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. You are the one I am teaching today. I want you to trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. They will give you knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you words that are completely true. Then you can give the right answers to the one who sent you. 1. Don't take advantage of poor people just because they're poor. Don't beat down those who are in need by taking them to court. The Lord will stand up for them in court. He will take back the stolen goods from those who have robbed them. 2. Don't be a friend with anyone who burns with anger. Don't go around with a person who gets angry easily. You might learn his habits, and then you will be trapped by them. 3. Don't agree to pay for what someone else owes. Don't put money up for him. If you don't have the money to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. 4. Don't move old boundary stones that your people set up long ago. 5. Do you see a man who does good work? He will serve kings. He won't serve ordinary people. Proverbs chapter 23. 6. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, look carefully at what's in front of you. Put a knife to your throat if you like to eat too much. Don't long for his fancy food. It can fool you. 7. Don't wear yourself out to get rich. Be wise enough to say no. When you take even a quick look at riches, they are gone. They grow wings and fly away into the sky like an eagle. 8. Don't eat the food of anyone who won't share it. Don't long for his fancy food. He is the kind of person who is always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, he says to you, but he doesn't mean it. You will throw up what little you have eaten. You will have wasted your words of praise. 9. Don't speak to a foolish person. He will laugh at your wise words. 10. Don't move old boundary stones. Don't try to take over the fields of children whose fathers have died. The one who guards them is strong. He will stand up for them in court against you. 11. Apply your heart to what you are taught. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. 12. Don't hold back training from a child. If you correct him, he won't die. So correct him. Then you will save him from death. 13. My child, if your heart is wise, my heart will be glad. Deep down inside, I will be happy when you say what is right. 14. Do not long for what sinners have, but always show great respect for the Lord. There really is hope for you tomorrow, so your hope will not be cut off. 15. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right path. Don't join those who drink too much wine. Don't join those who stuff themselves with meat. Those who drink or eat too much will become poor. If they sleep too much, they'll have to wear rags. 16. Listen to your father who gave you life. Don't hate your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, don't sell it. Get wisdom, training, and understanding. The father of a godly child is very happy. Anyone who has a wise child is glad. May your father and mother be glad. May the woman who gave birth to you be happy. 17. My son, give me your heart. Keep your eyes on the way I live. A prostitute is like a deep pit. A wife who commits adultery is like a narrow well. She hides and waits like a thief. She causes many men to sin. 18. Who has trouble? Who has sorrow? Who argues? Who has problems? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who spend too much time with wine, or those who like to taste wine that is mixed with spices. Don't look at wine when it is red. Don't look at it when it bubbles in the cup. And don't look at it when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake. It bites like a poisonous serpent. Your eyes will see strange sights. Your mind will imagine weird things. You will feel like someone sleeping on the ocean. You will think you are lying among the ropes in a boat. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? May God richly bless the reading of His Word. There is so much wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And just as Solomon changed up his teaching method in chapter 22, I'd like to change things up a bit for the next few readings in Proverbs. I'm sure you noticed that he began grouping his teachings, right? Well, today, instead of telling you what particularly stood out to me, I would like to ask you what stood out to you or what was particularly meaningful to you. And I'd like to share your thoughts on the remaining few days here in Proverbs. There are a total of 31 chapters, so we have from 3 to 5 more episodes remaining in this book. And the rotation, as you know, is every 3 days. That means this Friday is our next reading of Proverbs. So how about it? Can you send me your thoughts between now and Thursday afternoon Pacific time when I record Friday's episode? And by the way, in case you're listening to this in the future, I'm recording this for Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. I know I would like to hear from you, and I'll bet others would too. And if this is going to work, it's going to have to be a community or family effort. It doesn't have to be long, just a sentence or two. I'll share your name, first name only if you prefer, and if you have a podcast or blog or other contact information you'd want me to share, I'll do that as well. Let's get to know each other. The show is called the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, so introduce yourself to the other family members. As always, you can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 257, and that might be the best way to get a conversation going. Or you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. By the way, there's 2 B's in web, Steve Webb. So come on, join in. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Judges, and then after that, 2 Corinthians, and then, like I said, Friday's episode will be back to Proverbs. But tell me what was meaningful in the last 2 chapters here that we shared today, Proverbs 22 and Proverbs 23. So, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye. And don't forget to write.